This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The early part of this week, economic news-wise, was dominated by the budget. Actually, the budget deficit, all $779 billion of it last fiscal year, a 17% increase over the prior year. That was on Monday. And then yesterday, President Trump said he wants to cut 5% from the federal budget next fiscal year. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he is disturbed by the deficit and blames Social Security and Medicare. But here's the thing. A big chunk of the increase in what we are going to owe every year is because the federal government is pulling in less tax revenue thanks to the tax cuts passed last year. Yes, the tax cuts that were going to pay for themselves. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams checks in on how that is going.
So, yeah, despite the rhetoric in the run-up to the passage of the tax law,
the tax cuts were never going to pay for themselves.
Brian Riedel is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and used to work for the Senate Finance Committee.
At this point, there is no real scenario by which the tax cuts pay for themselves. They're probably going to cost about $2 to $2.5 trillion over 10 years.
But let's review that scenario where they do pay for themselves over 10 years. First, you cut corporate taxes, businesses invest, that increases productivity, wages go up, and boom, that magical 3% growth per year we've heard so much about. Arpana Mator at the American Enterprise Institute says it's too early to know what's working.
So I think looking at 1 year's numbers and saying, well, the tax cuts are not working and we're adding to the deficits instead of reducing them, I think is kind of misleading.
Even if things take time, she says, time isn't the only issue. We paid for these tax cuts with debt.
Even in an ideal world where everybody imagines that tax cuts pay for themselves, you know, that theory takes place in a situation where the tax cuts themselves are not deficit financed.
Another wrinkle, companies aren't spending their tax savings the way tax writers planned. Stan Collender is an expert on the federal budget. For example, he says, we've only seen a modest increase in wages. Also,
companies aren't investing. They're using it to pay off debt, and they're using it to pay off stockholders and do a variety of things that don't actually increase economic activity.
And there will need to be a huge boost in economic activity if these tax cuts are ever going to pay for themselves. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.